Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Dustin Lynch will be by later, but first, let's do a get to know you. Here's the question. Who was your first celebrity crush? I think back.
Oh, I got mine.
Who was your first celebrity crush? Eddie, go ahead then.
Kathy Ireland. She was just like a swimsuit model, I think.
And then she did Unnecessary Roughness.
Dude, that's when I fell in love. Yeah. That's when I fell in love with her.
My friend Evan loved Kathy Ireland.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know where she is now. I haven't seen a picture or anything.
I think she started, like, furniture or something, like selling a line of furniture.
Oh, no. She's selling furniture now?
No, I mean, that's a good thing. I think she works, like, Homes for Us or something. Or she's like
she works there?
No. Eddie, you're getting it all wrong.
She's the endorser.
I think she's like, oh, yeah.
The celebrity.
Yeah.
That makes it feel better.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Man, it was, I had a lot of them. Gosh, I would have to say probably Cindy Crawford in those Pepsi commercials. Ooh. She had that mole, and it was just like, wow, she was so hot and standing there holding that Pepsi bottle.
So what were you doing with your hands?
And the mole is what you go to?
I'm just saying, it was there. Yeah, you just remember it. Like, she was so smoking hot.
Okay.
Oh, man. Mm.
Okay.
Is that your answer?
Yeah. Or
you acted like you're about to... He,
it okay. could have been Alyssa Milano. It could have been Kelly Clark.
We're not going to do
Kelly
all
Clarkson.
Of them.
But Kelly Kapowski.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, because mine's Zach Morris.
Good.
Saved by the Bell was, like, very popular. And then probably a little too old for me at the time, but Patrick Swayze.
What about George Strait?
Yeah, I don't know
but
that
that's now.
Just now. Yeah, like, I loved it, his music then, but I don't know that I was attracted to him like that.
Danica McKellar, probably.
Who's that?
When I say who it is, you'll know exactly.
Oh, Winnie.
Winnie Cooper.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's pretty solid. Alyssa Milano as well. But the first thing that pops into my head was Danica McKellar.
Mm-hmm.
Who ended up being like a... And she still is like a mathematician.
But she's
like,
super smart.
Yeah. Like, she does something in that world.
And I saw her in a Christmas movie.
Oh, maybe she's still acting?
Yeah. Like, one of those, like Amy did.
Morgan, who was your celebrity crush? Kid celebrity crush?
It would have been Justin Timberlake, for sure. He was my first one because of NSYNC and when they came out.
Ray, you?
Yeah, Pam Anderson, man. That blonde hair, and she just had the whole package.
And by package, you mean boobs?
No, like personality. Oh. She had swagger to her. Like, she was really confident in her body, and I was like, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's what he means, boobs.
Okay.
That's what he wants.
Scuba Steve, you?
I was either a Brandy or Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey's an interesting one.
Oh. Yeah.
She Moesha. Going. She's our age, so I could see that, too. Brandy on Moesha or Brandy the singer?
Brandy the singer, sitting up in my room, Brandy.
Yeah.
That's the title.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was like, oh, I didn't know
what no.
Okay,
yeah. It's a song, Eddie.
Got
sitting
it.
Up in my room. Yeah.
Like, graphic.
He thought you're like, okay.
A little much.
Mike D, what about you? Celebrity crush as a kid?
Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. That could have been creepy, but it wasn't. let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I have been dating about 6 months. When I got a job halfway across the country, he helped me move. And he's been to visit about once a month for a couple days, but I feel like we're slipping apart. I really love him. We talk about getting married one day, but I don't want the distance between us to cause us to fall out of love. How can I keep our romance alive when we live so far away from each other? Signed, Long Distance Leslie. I will speak from a place of experience that when I met my wife, we did not live in the same city, and we did date long distance for a while. So it is a lot of work. You just have to figure out if it is worth the effort, because it's a lot to keep this thing going until you find your place. I've often compared a long-distance relationship to a hamburger. You got the bun, whatever that initial meat is. It could be that you live together in the same place for a year, 5 years, 10 years, a week, a summer, a day. Who cares? You got the meat, that time you got to spend apart as you're developing the relationship. But then you got to figure out how to get that bun. You can't really live in the meat without knowing where that bun, that other part of that bun is.
Interesting.
So you have to identify that top layer of the bun. So are we, is our goal to, you move here, we move there. You can't just flail about out in the ocean without knowing if a life preserver is going to come get you or if that other bun is going to cover the bun. So my advice to you is, one, understand it's going to be really hard. Yeah, it's going to feel like that. You don't live in the same place. But two, talk to him about what his goals are mid and long term. And as long as you can get on the same wavelength, have the same plan, have the same goal, you can actually work towards it instead of just working, not knowing where that work is going. Because it's hard. But if it's worth it, it is very much worth it. Especially when your girlfriend or wife does all the flying in.
Yeah.
Is that experience?
What's up?
Sometimes it just depends on someone's situation. But Caitlin was nice enough to fly in. You know what I think would be cool?
I was on the road a lot. She would just come meet me. I was working.
Yeah. Obviously, with long distance relations now, like there's FaceTime and there's email and texting and like all these different ways to communicate quickly. But don't you think it'd be cool too to bring back like handwritten notes when you're, if you're dating long distance, and to get like something in the mail.
Wait for weeks?
No, weeks.
And we get a guy, we hire him on a pony to ride across the country.
Weeks. It would arrive in the mail in a day or two. But like a thoughtful handwritten.
Yeah, that's fun occasionally.
To get in the mail.
I would leave notes. I talked about it in my vows. I'd leave notes for my wife, handwritten notes, occasional. But I didn't send them in the mail. I like hid them in her luggage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But I didn't know. I'm too impatient to do that thing.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Mail it with a stamp.
I feel like if
once
I
once even know how it gets there, he'd be confused.
Okay. No. Crazy. You
know? Just an idea.
You guys overnight.
So that here goal you're talking about is eventually being
if
together.
If that's what it is, yeah. How are we going to get back together?
Yeah, because then what? If you're never going to move here, I'm never going to move there. Right.
Then why are we even doing it?
Right.
And also send nudes. All right, that's it. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We're about to get into Fun Fact Friday, and I got a couple that are just really interesting but aren't super fun, but I still like to share them. You're not going to hear it and go, that was fun, but you may share it later. For example, you guys know Morse code?
Yeah.
So listen to this. After going on a trip and returning to find out that his wife had died and already had been buried, Samuel Morse was so inspired and he wanted to find a way to deliver messages promptly so others wouldn't have to feel that kind of pain where something happens and they have no way for it to get to them. So he developed Morse code so information could quickly be transmitted.
That is so sad.
I told you it wasn't fun, didn't I?
Wow.
But interesting. Had no idea. Next up. People in North Korea don't celebrate their birthdays on July 8th or December 17th, since those are the dates when Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il died. So if that was your birthday, sucks for you.
What?
You lose your birthday. Not fun. But interesting.
Golly.
And then one, two that we've done before that's interesting, and I've said this, we've said this, but just so you know, so if your kid says it, it's not that big of a deal. Balls to the wall is actually an aviation term. The control stick in some military planes have a grip that's shaped like a ball, and pilots would push it all the way to the wall to go as fast as possible. So when they say put your balls to the wall, that is, because the other way doesn't make sense.
No.
Why would you do that? But that's what it is. Put the ball on the top of the, toward the wall.
We kind of messed that up, though, because
We use it dirty.
I don't. I use it like a pilot.
Yeah.
No, I use like a pilot. I've said what I said. Fact Friday. Yay! Around the room, Amy.
So sign language has tongue twisters. They're called finger fumblers. And many who have practiced sign language over the years still fumble over certain sequences in ASL. And so it's just
that's
like we have our tongue twisters. They have finger fumblers.
My two finger fumblers are pat your head, rub your belly.
That's tough to do.
Hey, oh, look at me.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it. Let me see if I can do the opposite.
No, you can't.
You're hitting your head. You can't
that
do it.
And, oh, that's tough. And then the other one's live long and prosper.
Star Trek.
I don't know what that's for. Yeah, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Those are mine. Mm-hmm. Wait, what could I not do? Rub my head, pat my belly.
You keep patting your head.
Okay. No, I'm doing it right now. Look.
Well, now you're doing the same.
Okay, so now if I'm patting my belly. Let me rub my belly.
Pat your head.
Go practice, there, dude.
You're better at that one.
Hey. Look at me. All right, Eddie, go.
This is for you since you just got back from Italy. So spaghetti is the term of, you know, the dish with all the noodles, right? But did you know that one little noodle strand is called spaghetto?
I did not know that.
So spaghetti is plural of spaghetto, and that's what we call it.
So like if you drop this piece of spaghetti out of the box, you say, can you pick up that spaghetto?
Correct.
For me?
Okay. Or if you like to just slurp
the word
one.
Is too long. It should just be called like a spag.
Mm-hmm.
Or spaghetti or something. Because spaghetti and spaghetto, the plural should always sound like it's... The word should be more.
So when you were over there, they didn't say like, oh, you want spaghetti?
That'd be one piece of
lots
spaghetti.
Lots of spaghetti.
They tricked me. Would you like a meal of spaghetti? Well, yes, I would. And it's one noodle.
Got
it. All right, lunchbox.
European bakers used to use urine to help bread rise before they discovered what yeast was.
What? Who's urine? Animal or human?
Bakers.
Their own?
Yeah.
Ooh. He's got flour, a little bit of pee.
I mean, how crazy is that?
I'm glad we discovered yeast.
Yeah, ooh. Thank goodness. I love yeast.
Ooh. Morgan.
You see one of those little turtles and you think, oh, that shell is so cute. It's their shell home. It's not true. If you remove a shell from a turtle, you kill the turtle.
Yeah,
the
they're dead.
Turtles are their shells. You can't take off a shell of a turtle. It's part of their home.
So it's connected to their body.
Yeah, like there's no actual little body in there. Like it's kind of their head and their butt and then the... Shell is their body.
And their guts are in the shell.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know people thought that they could just remove a turtle from...
Well, you think there's like a little body in there, and there's not.
Some animals will leave their shell, snail.
Yeah, hermit crabs.
Yes. And go, so okay. I think people probably think this...
Like
some
a snail.
Yeah.
Got it.
Or some people don't know that other things leave shells.
I don't know.
And go to other shells.
No.
Finally, that feeling you get when a word's repeated so much that you kind of lose the feeling for it.
It's weird.
If you say spaghetti over and over again, it's spaghetti, spaghetti,
or looking
spaghetti,
at the spelling
spaghetti.
Of something.
Yeah, so what happens is when it kind of loses the meaning to you, it's called semantic satiation. It's when you keep repeating a word that your brain eventually just hears it as a sound and not the really association with what it was originally. And that happens to me sometimes. Like, I'll say a word or I hear a sound, I'm like, that didn't even feel right.
I've done that with my name. I'm like, what is that? Eddie. Eddie. Like, it's just weird.
Eddie.
When
Eddie.
You do that, I feel like you're chanting for yourself Eddie. To get in the game.
It's just weird.
Eddie. Eddie.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Isaac Taylor from Roseville, California, has been riding his bike to work for months. 8 miles to work, 8 miles back. It's been rough. Because a few months ago, he got in a car wreck. His car got totaled, so that's all he's got. Isaac has 6 kids. Dang. He's a single dad. He's been doing it. Well, somebody spotted him riding to work. They got information about him. They said, you know what? I'm going to nominate him for a rides program. Something, one of those nonprofits that give cars away. Well, he got it. And last week, he was given a 2019 Hyundai Elantra. He got the keys. He took his daughter. He got the car. He was so excited. So one daughter knows about it, but here he is talking about how he's going to take this home and the rest of his family's going to freak out.
I'm going to pick her up in this from school today. They're not going to even recognize me. And I'm going to be like, over here. And I could just see her. She's going to run. And she celebrated when she saw the car. But I know the 6-year-old is going to really be just like, yes, Dad, we got a car. We got a car.
It's a great story. I can just see the jealousy welling up, though, in Lunchbox's eyes.
Oh, because no one.
I mean, I have 3 kids. I ride my bike to work, and not a single person has nominated me for anything. No, everybody knows my
situation.
He just
gets angrier as the story goes, but it's not the same situation.
Same situation.
You can get
I ride
a car.
My.
I
you
ride
didn't
my,
get a car because you wanted to gamble in Vegas.
I rode my bike to and from work, miles upon miles each way, to and from.
But you chose all of that. There was no accident.
Up and downhill.
Yeah.
Up
that hilly.
Man, you haven't seen
that. How many miles?
It's like 3 miles.
Three?
Yeah. Round trip?
No.
Oh, don't do that, because then he'll be able to go. Like, no, of course not. No. Three, that's good.
Okay.
It's not the same thing, guys.
No, and he chose, Lunchbox chose to ride his bike to work.
Right.
He chose not to put a down payment on a car because he wanted to go and play blackjack in Vegas.
Correct.
Nobody, I mean, not one of you guys nominated me. Not one person on the road nominated me.
Put like a little tag on you. Nominate me for any program.
Oh, is there any programs out there giving away cars?
Yeah, I'm sure. Buddy. Yeah, sure.
I got three kids.
That's not a lie.
I got a great job.
Yeah, that's right. I got a great job, and I chose to ride my bike.
Well, he probably has a great job, it sounds like.
It didn't sound like he has a
security
job.
Guard.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Eddie, thank you for that story. That's a good one. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. It's time for everyone's favorite game, Easy Trivia! Amy, you're up first. Category superheroes. What superhero can fly and has a big S on their chest?
Superman.
Correct. Lunchbox, what superhero was bitten by a radioactive insect?
Spider-Man.
Correct. Morgan, what superhero turns big and green when they're angry?
The Hulk.
Correct. And Abby, what superhero is a vigilante who wears a cape and fights the Joker and the Penguin?
Batman.
Correct. Nobody goes home round one. Good job, everybody. Yeah. You all made it.
Thank you. Woo.
Now, if you do miss a question from here on out, you will hear this sound.
You've been boned.
You don't want to be boned. If Amy wins, she'll be the champion of this whole season if she has 4 wins. Morgan 3, Abby 2, Lunchbox 2. Eddie, you're out because you got kicked out last round.
Come on, Amy.
The category is music. Easy trivia. Amy, before embarking on a solo career, Beyonce was part of what R&B group?
Destiny's Child.
Correct. Graceland, Lunchbox, is the name of what singer's Memphis home?
Elvis Presley.
Correct. Morgan, who was the first American Idol winner?
Is it Kelly Clarkson? Shoot. Kelly Clarkson.
Correct.
Okay.
Abby, What pop singer's favorite number is 13?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Good job, everybody. Let's go to literature. Amy, Edward Cullen is a character in what book series?
Edward is in Twilight.
Correct. Lunchbox, what popular young adult book series sends tributes to participate in a televised competition in which they fight to the death?
Hunger Games.
Boom. Morgan, what Nicholas Sparks book about a young socialite and her longtime crush was made into a movie starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams?
Oh, The Notebook.
Correct. Abby, in one of the most popular Dr. Seuss books, what won't Sam I Am eat?
Green eggs and ham.
Nice job, everybody. Wow. Let's roll. Come on. Easy trivia. The category is the 2010s. What pop song, released in 2012 by Carly Rae Jepsen, became an internet sensation with its catchy chorus?
Call Me Maybe.
Correct. Lunchbox, what Netflix series, set in the fictional town of Hawkins, gained a massive following for its supernatural mysteries and nostalgic 80s references?
To what?
I'll read it again. The category is 2010s. What Netflix series, set in the fictional town of Hawkins, gained a massive following for its supernatural mysteries and nostalgic 80s references?
I'll just guess. I don't. Stranger Things.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Morgan, who is one of the most popular music artists of the 2010s? They had hits like What Makes You Beautiful and Still My Girl.
Oh, that would be One Direction.
Correct. Abby, in 2010, what technological device was introduced by Apple resembling a larger version of the iPhone?
Oh, iPad.
Correct. Wow, everybody is still in.
Wow.
Let's go.
Around the globe!
You're so stressed.
We are.
Categories around the globe, Amy.
Okay.
What's the name of the world's largest ocean?
Man, which one's the largest?
What's the name of the world's largest ocean?
I'm just going to have to guess. Atlantic.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Okay.
You've been bold.
It's the Pacific. Oh, I just... Whoa. It was tomato, tomato in my head.
Lunch is clapping so hard right now.
Wow. Wow. Dang.
What? I want to win.
I know. That's a hard clap. Hands are going to be sort of...
It did kind of hurt, if I'm being honest.
Dang.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Did you know that one, by the way?
Yeah, I did know that one.
Okay. What's the name of the world's smallest ocean?
Oh, that's rude. No one knows that.
How many oceans can you name?
I don't want... what if the next question is an ocean question?
That's a good question. Let me look. Let me look, because I don't remember. They're not. The next two are not ocean questions.
Okay. I can name... Four. I mean, I don't even know how many oceans there are. I can only name four.
Okay, what do you think they are?
Atlantic, Pacific, Arctic, and Indian. Those are the only four oceans.
Okay. And then what would you like to guess as your answer?
Oh, there's the cat. No, that's Caspian Sea.
It's a random one.
Do you want to circle back?
Yeah, I'll circle back.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to play a song. Don't look it up. Watch them.
Okay.
Why would I ever? I don't ever cheat at anything.
Joker. You cheated everything if you can. I felt that. We're in the middle of easy trivia. We're circling back to Lunchbox. We gave him a second. Lunchbox, the question is, what's the name of the world's smallest ocean? Now, they made sure you didn't look at anything. Eddie's been watching. Mike's been watching.
He's good.
They have said, though, you were drawing oceans or something over there.
Yeah, I was trying to draw a map, and then I was trying to draw...
Do you want me to come back to you on this category, though?
Yeah, you can
circle
back
just on this category?
That's cool.
We'll circle back.
All right.
All right, Morgan, what's...
Is that a yellow card?
No.
Why'd you squeal? You're eliminated.
Did you see something?
No.
Was there a mouse that ran through this?
We just never circled back on Easy Trivia.
I know. I like circling back with him for some reason. He's the only one that circles back. You know, it's our thing.
Sorry, it's just my reaction.
Morgan, what's the name of the imaginary line drawn around the Earth that divides it into the northern and southern hemispheres?
Oh, it's the equator.
Correct. Abby, what's the world's sole uninhabitable continent?
That is Antarctica.
Correct. Now we're circling back to Lunchbox here.
Oh boy.
Lunchbox, what's the name of the world's smallest ocean?
Man.
We gotta clock you here.
Yeah, clock it. Gut tells me Indian.
And your answer is?
Indian.
The answer is the Arctic Ocean.
Oh.
You've been blown.
That's okay. We circled back. We
see, you know, here's what's funny.
Hey. He's getting the hard clap.
You got the hard clap.
Wow. Wow.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I should have gone first, because since she said Antarctica, I was worried there wouldn't be two answers about that in the same category.
Okay, that makes no sense. Thank you.
Yeah,
we're down to two.
Continent.
We're down to two.
Oh, man.
Two things that start with an A.
No, they're both
classic
the same.
TV. Morgan and Abby, both of you guys still in.
Okay.
Classic TV is the category. What actor comedian found fame in the TV show Mork and Mindy playing Mork?
actor and comedian in Mork and Mindy. Oh, gosh. I don't feel like it's any of the comedians I know.
Why is Amy dancing?
Because I feel like now Abby might win, which is what we want. You have less.
You have an answer?
No. Will Ferrell.
Incorrect. Yeah. The answer is Robin Williams.
Okay.
Abby, if you get this, you win.
No pressure. Okay.
What long-running TV show debuted in 1975 on NBC is still on the air? The first episode hosted by George Carlin. I'm going to read it again. What long-running TV show debuted in 1975 on NBC, still on the air, and the first episode was hosted by George Carlin? For the win, Abby.
Hold on. Just give me a second.
I'm going to talk to her.
She's yelling at her brain. I hate you, brain.
Got to circle back.
Don't be stupid.
A TV show?
Mm-hmm. Amy ain't dancing so much right now, is
no,
she?
I'm trying to send it to her through.
Please send it telepathically.
I'm going to read it one more time, then I'm going to put you on the clock.
Okay.
What long-running TV show debuted in 1975 on NBC, still on the air today? The first episode was hosted by George Carlin.
Dang it. This isn't Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Not really.
That's incorrect. The answer was
Saturday Night Live.
Your brain.
Yes.
Guys, we're at sudden death. You get three questions. Buzz in with your name. That's your buzzer. Okay?
Okay.
Come on, Abby.
Now, of course, you're not rooting for me.
He's rooting for me? Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He's rooting for himself, actually.
Yeah.
And you winning is best for him.
Morgan, it's not personal.
Morgan doesn't understand that.
Okay. Yes, she does. Yell your name as your buzzer. The category is America. What's the largest state by area in America?
Morgan.
Abby.
Morgan.
Alaska.
Correct.
Abby, are
too
you
slow.
Playing?
Too slow. I am.
See, this is what happens when I actually put confidence in Abby.
Thank you.
Next question. Fun with numbers is the category. How many days are there in the month of December?
Abby. Morgan.
Abby.
31.
Correct.
Dang.
Whew. Oh, wow. We're coming down to the last one. Let's get icy, guys.
Wow.
Is this the last one?
Last one. The category is outer space.
Come on, Morgan.
I'm so confused by you. Yeah,
you know what? He just written for himself and he needs you to win.
Here
we go. Not including Pluto, what's the farthest planet from the sun?
Abby.
Abby.
Time, Mars.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
But I will accept Mars and still incorrect.
Okay.
Morgan?
Neptune.
Correct, winner. Morgan got 4 points. Amy's got 4 points. Wow. Yes. Amy's a hater, too. It's hilarious. All right.
I'm not a hater. Love
yeah,
you, Morgan.
You were dancing. Right. You were dancing whenever she's about to lose it.
Well, I'm coming for that crown, Amy.
Dang.
I'm coming.
Dang.
I'm coming.
Dang.
I'm
Let's go.
Let's
go. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You can still win it.
I know.
Okay.
What do you mean? I know.
But really, can he?
Yes.
No, I don't
think
it's
sat on my head before.
I don't know. That's true, it does. All right, there you go. Easy trivia. Good round, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, out in Los Angeles, police tried to pull over a Mercedes. Woo, woo. And Mercedes says, no, no, no. High-speed chase for over an hour on the freeway.
Dang.
And then the Mercedes is like, I think I'm going to lose them. I'm going to exit. Exits the highway. Oh, no, there's traffic. Starts going up on the sidewalk, driving. And there's a guy in a silver pickup truck. And he says, what is this guy doing driving on the sidewalk? And so he pins him in with his own car. Ooh. A good Samaritan living out.
Does the guy crash into him?
No, he just can't go anywhere. He's trying to, like, he's stuck. And police, tell the Samaritan, get out of your car.
Samaritan, get out.
And so he gets out of his truck, and that's when they come in and apprehend the suspect. Mm. This is something I've thought about a lot.
Yeah.
Wanting to be part of a high-speed chase and stopping someone.
Risky.
That's why he follows behind. When he sees something bad and he calls 911, he follows. Like,
he does that to get on the air.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit to him.
No. I follow just to be, I want to help. I want to do something. I want to solve it.
Yeah.
But have you ever?
Have I ever solved anything?
That's it.
No. I'm just saying, when there's a high-speed chase and you're putting yourself in it, and it worked out this time, you don't know whose life you're putting at risk. It's almost... I'm glad this worked out this time, but it's almost like, hey, let the experts do the expert thing so nobody dies.
Well, because I remember when I was in Austin and I was at the light on William Cannon and Brody, and I look in my rearview mirror and there's a high speed chase and they're coming up in the right.
Oh, you got him, hon.
No, they're coming.
What you do?
They're coming up in the right hand lane. In my head, I said,
you blocked him?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I did. You guys won't let me finish my sentence. I thought, I should pull my Nissan Sentra, this one I had a Sentra, over into this lane, and then he has nowhere to go.
Then you did what?
I watched him drive by.
Flying
through the red light.
But that's good, because other people could have been hurt.
Yeah, or he could have crashed into you.
You made the right decision.
Yeah. He could have crashed into me. I didn't think about that.
You made the right decision. Thank you. A great story. Glad it worked out. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.